Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. I'm having such a blessed day. It's starting to rain here this evening as I'm sitting down here to do these messages, these podcasts. And, you know, every day as we gather around the Word of God, it's such a great joy. I hope that you look forward to each and every day to spend time together. I know I do, to spend time with you. Today, we'll be talking about and looking at here this story about the Pharisees, how they demand a miraculous sign in Matthew chapter 16. Remember where we left off yesterday? Jesus had just got done feeding over 4,000 people bread after they had bread and fish, and they fed them, and they had 12 baskets full afterwards. And it was the second great miracle of feeding the multitudes after they had been with Jesus so very long. He says, and then the Pharisees and the Sadducees came testing him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. It's almost like they were looking for the Jesus to pull a rabbit out of the hat or something. They were looking for some miraculous things to happen. Of course, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were representing, at this time, a very stale, false religion. The Jewish were following rules and regulations and traditions of men at that time, and they never knew, they weren't looking for the Messiah. It's amazing as not only Peter speaks about it, but Paul speaks about it, and certainly Jesus spoke about the for us to watch out for the false teaching, the false messiahs that are creeping up all around us. It's sad to see that as people get into these false religions, from the Moonies, the Scientology, the Jehovah Witness, the Mormons, you name it, they come, and their message isn't a message of love. Their message isn't a message of freedom. As the Muslims and as the Hindus and everything else that you find, they all have this sense of control and earning your way to heaven. One friend of mine says it's the bootstrap religion, where you got to strap your boots on and you got to choo-choo train your way to righteousness. You got to do it completely on your own and in order to earn and achieve some way or another. See, Jesus is different. There's a difference between religiosity and churchianity, and there's a difference between Christianity. Christianity is about the person of Jesus Christ. It's about the things that he said. It's about the Bible from Genesis through Revelation. I was going down to my local post office, and there's this other occult that has their materials and books out there. And as our late Dr. Walter Martin wrote a book called Kingdom of the Cults and the Occults, a classic book if you ever want to pick it up and read. Walter Martin does a great job on it. And on their sign, they say, what do you think the Bible speaks about? And as I went walking by, I says, I can answer that question for you. And they looked at me, and they're all dressed up in suits and all that, these two fellows. And they looked at me with amazement. I says, I can tell you exactly what the Bible says. Because Jesus answered that question for you. He says, in the volume of the book, it's written about me. Jesus said, he says, the Bible is written about the person of Jesus Christ. So here in our story, we see them, the Pharisees and Sadducees, not recognizing who Jesus is. And they said, okay, come on, show us a sign. Show us something. And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. And then he calls them on the carpet. He says, hypocrites, you actors, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. He says, you can't see it right in front of you. This is the time that was predicted in the Old Testament concerning the time that the Messiah was going to come. See, Jesus here is referring to the prophecies there in Daniel chapter 9. Do you know? If you're one who is searching and wanting to know the truth, one of the things that you could look at the Bible in order to really to credit it and validate it in your mind, look at the Bible prophecies concerning the life, the birth, the life, and the death of Jesus Christ, and you'll see it written by many different authors from many different backgrounds, that there's over 300 prophecies concerning Jesus Christ, and they all came to be in the person of Jesus Christ. That alone is one of the most mathematical miracles that ever has happened, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. There's no mistake that he is the only one that could fulfill it. And he said, Jesus is saying, you know what, you hypocrites, you don't understand the times. You don't understand the scriptures that you've been supposedly studying. That's what you're telling everybody. That's who you're supposed to be representing, you Pharisees and Sadducees. And then he goes on and he says, a wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah. And he left them and departed. Huh. Can you imagine them thinking, what in the world is the sign of Jonah? Well, of course, 3 days, 3 nights are in the heart of the well. Well, that sign is about ready to happen, guys, that Jesus Christ will be there in the heart of the earth. As he, once he dies, he enters into what's known as Hades, or that resting place, where it's 3 days and three nights, as he preached to the captives, or those who already died. And the Bible tells us that he left captives free. But after 3 days, even as Jonah was delivered from the heart of that belly of the well, Jesus Christ rose victorious over sin and death. That is the witness. That's the proof of who Jesus is. Because he rose from the dead. He's alive this day. He's risen again. And you might ask me, how do you know that he's risen? Well, first of all, I believe the scriptures are true. As I mentioned, you could search it out. There is no other book like the book. It's the most historical document that man has. You could look at all the books of antiquity. There isn't a one of them that can come close, that it can hold a candle next to what the scriptures, as far as its accuracies and its authority that which, by which it speaks. But also you can look at the ones who wrote it here in the New Testament. Can you imagine all these authors who have wrote it, and you can't find one document and say, you know what, we made it up. Not a one of them. And then also when you look at their lives, they all died violent deaths. And then just the testimony of people's lives, how their lives were transformed by listening to Jesus and following the words of Jesus and believing in the power of resurrections. It's not only changed individuals' lives, it's changed the world, Jesus Christ. And so he's telling these people, take a look what happened concerning Jonah. If you see that sign and you understand the sign of that, you just watch what happens to me. Because after 3 days, Jesus Christ rose from the dead victorious. You know, it's interesting, after he rose from the dead, it tells us that he was alive here on the earth for 40 days. And he demonstrated himself to many people. At one time, to over 500 people saw him alive. He showed himself to the disciples. There's more eyewitness proof of who Jesus is. And John, in writing his little epistle, he says, you know what, guys, you look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, he says, our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and we've handled of the word of life. We touched Jesus. We touched the resurrected Jesus. He is alive. I pray that you too might understand and know the fact that God raised Jesus from the dead in order that he might be the first of the resurrected one. And we too, as we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we can rest assured even this day that we are part of the family of God. Folks, we have a glorious hope, not just for today, but we have a glorious hope for our tomorrow and our tomorrows after that. What an exciting future that we have as we trust in Him. I pray that you're blessed this day. I pray you have a great day. And so until tomorrow, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.